They sent the FBI knocking at my door because we're asking tough questions about the Biden document scandal. We had a new important lawsuit about the Biden corruption. You know, so this week, it's just another bad week for Trump in terms of abuse of the rule of law against him. He's being harangued up in New York by a Democrat-appointed federal judge on this E. Jean Carroll defamation lawsuit, which I think is legally meritless, right? So he's being tortured up there in what I consider to be kangaroo court proceedings. He's still being harassed in the various jurisdictions, whether it be Miami by Jack Smith, D.C. by Jack Smith. Some of that's on hold as the Supreme Court considers some of the issues there that are implicated by Biden's unprecedented prosecution. Of course, the Miami case, the Florida case, has to do with the handling of documents from his days as president of the United States, a document dispute. But there was a lot less interest in what Joe Biden was doing in terms of handling documents. See, the rule was, they made up new rules to cover Trump. And so what the problem was for them, what the problem that resulted from that is that that meant others who had done similar activities that were seen as lawful and perfectly fine, all of a sudden had legal liabilities. Namely, Joe Biden. So at the same time, they were making up new rules to abuse and harass and then prosecute Trump, and they're trying to jail him over it. Biden had the same issues, and they were treating him quite differently. No raids, no grand juries, still no grand jury, even though there's now special counsel that they were embarrassed into appointing over the documents that Joe Biden had kept from his days as vice president, including classified records from his days as senator. And so, Judicial Watch, we just don't give up easily. Sometimes we're forced to give up because the court tells us we can't proceed any further. But sometimes we think of other things to do, to ask questions differently, get a different set of documents. And we sued for records of the alleged cover-up of Biden's classified materials housed at the Penn Biden Center here in Washington, D.C., because it looked like one of Biden's top people or at the Pentagon was helping him handle these documents at the same time they were giving, as I said, harassing Trump. We filed against the Department of Defense for documents regarding a key Biden staffer allegedly involved in the handling of Joe Biden's materials housed at the Penn Biden Center. And we filed the lawsuit after they essentially ignored our October request from last year. So we were seeking records and communications of Kathy Chung, who's Deputy Director of Protocol, Office of the Secretary of Defense, for communications with a lawyer at Covington and Burling about the documents at the Penn Biden Center, communications with the White House, and communications within the Pentagon about the Penn Biden Center documents. Now, these documents, as I said, included classified materials. Now, my understanding of the law was, at least was the law as interpreted by the Justice Department and the federal court and the National Archives prior to Trump, was that a president having documents after he leaves office or a vice president having documents after he leaves office, the records they have are presumptively declassified, even if they are marked classified. Now, that doesn't apply to a former senator. He doesn't get that benefit of the law. The law doesn't apply to him like that. So there's arguably even not as much liability as some of Biden's enemies think he might have here, but more liability than Trump has because Trump is protected, I think, under law in terms of having these documents. But Biden isn't in terms of the documents he had that were classified from his days as a senator. So we want to know what was done to cover all this up in the early part of 2021 when they first figured out that Biden had documents over there as they were harassing Trump. and making a literally a federal case out of it. In a May 5, 2023 letter, Chairman James Comer of the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability wrote to Dana Remus, who is a lawyer at the Biden White House and now a partner at Covington & Burling. She was, I think, who was she? Oh, she was White House counsel. So she wasn't just a lawyer. She was Biden's top lawyer at the White House. And this is what he wrote. The committee has obtained information that contradicts important details from the White House's and President Biden's personal attorney statements about the discovery documents at the Penn Biden Center, including the location and security of the classified documents. The committee has learned that you were a central figure in the early stages of coordinating the packing and moving of boxes that were later found to contain classified materials. Following a recent transcribed interview with Ms. Kathy Chung, that's who we're asking about over at the Pentagon, the president's former assistant from when he was vice president and subsequent employee of then former Vice President Biden's company, Celta Capri. So he went, she's been with him for a long time here in a public capacity and then working with him privately. The committee has identified you as a witness with potentially unique knowledge about the matter. So she was obviously talking to the top lawyer for Biden about his document issues. And we're seeking clarification, the committee is, regarding the timeline of events prior to the November 2nd, 2022, I think there's a typo here, 2022, the day, according to the White House and President Biden's personal attorneys, documents were, quote, discovered at the Penn Biden Center. The security of documents in the Penn Biden Center before and after Mr. Chung packed them, and President Biden's history of potentially mishandling classified material. In a subsequent letter, Comer states, in January 2023, Biden's personal attorney, Bob Bauer, released a statement that included a timeline of events that inexplicably began on November 2nd, 2022. We quote, the unexpected discovery, right, of the Obama-Biden records at Penn Biden Center. The timeline was incomplete and misleading. It omitted months of communications, planning, and coordinating among multiple White House officials, Ms. Chung, Penn Biden Center employees, and Biden's personal attorneys to retrieve the boxes containing classified information, materials. The timeline also omitted multiple visits from at least five White House employees. There's no reasonable explanation as to why this many White House employees and lawyers were so concerned about retrieving boxes they believed only contained personal documents and materials. So here you go. Ms. Chung was at the center of the storm, this woman, this former Biden employee, now an official at the Pentagon, in the handling and what I would argue the cover-up of the mishandling of classified information or government materials by Joe Biden and his gang. Now, I say because he had them when he was vice president, you know, that he took them when he was vice president, they should be his. But that wasn't their legal position, so they were worried. But the Justice Department didn't conduct any raids. It was all very patty cake. So that's why we're suing. While the Biden administration was scheming to jail former President Trump over a document dispute, Biden's operatives were desperately trying to cover up Biden's own and more significant document scandal. And the cover-up continues with yet another Biden agency hiding records in violation of law. Now, of course, we have many lawsuits on the abuses of Trump, National Archives hiding most of the records that we've asked for, multiple cases, lawsuits. Of course, I've been called as a witness. Harassed and intimidated Judicial Watch and me by the Biden administration for doing exactly this type of work. This type of work got me hauled into a grand jury. They sent the FBI knocking at my door because we're asking tough questions about the Biden document scandal, which not only involves the abuse of Trump, but the cover-up of similar alleged conduct by Biden that's much worse than anything they're accusing Trump of. So we're not going to stop. We have multiple lawsuits on this issue. They want to jail Trump on a pretext as I say, part of their effort to turn America into a one-party government, a one-party state, excuse me. How best to do that than to knock off your top opponent by putting him in jail or keeping him off the ballot, as I've been saying. So, there you have it. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.